Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're welcoming to our program this morning Extension Agents Field Crops with Yadkin and Davie County's Cooperative Extension Service, James Boggs. Good morning, James.
Morning. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well, sir, and I hope you are.
Thank you.
Welcome to the program. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about today, and I guess the most important thing I want to ask you right off the bat is, as the summer has ended and we're starting into the fall, what are most farmers doing at this particular time of the year, James?
This time of the year is pretty much harvest time for them. They're trying to get in tobacco, which some guys are finished, but some guys are still working on tobacco and corn, and some guys are starting soybeans actually right now.
Has it been one of those years, James, where crops are slower to come in? Or I mean, obviously everything's always affected by the weather. It's been kind of an unusual spring and summer. Are crops later than normal, or is it about the same?
Actually, this year, with all the heat we've had, corn actually started drying down a little bit sooner.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, corn harvest started a little bit sooner than normal.
Okay. The tobacco harvest, is it right basically on schedule, or is it?
Yeah, it is. Some guys did start a little early on it, too, because of the heat. But for the most part, I would say it is pretty much right on.
Our guest is James Boggs. He's the field crops agent with the Cooperative Extension for Davie and Yadkin Counties. James, tell me about the corn soybean yield contest.
The corn and soybean yield contest is something that NC State does with the Corn Growers Association as well as the Soybean Growers Association. And that's something us as extension agents go out and we measure the field sizes and get the proper yields to turn in for that. Basically, it's just a contest between growers to see who can get the highest yields for corn and soybeans.
Oh, okay. Is there a blue ribbon at the end? Or
they do get a plaque
okay.
If they reach the top three in the region, is how pretty much how that works.
So it's kind of it's a friendly competition, I'm guessing.
Exactly. Okay. That's right.
We talked about getting the crops in here at the top of the show. How are the crops turning out this year? Did pretty good yield, pretty good harvest?
Yeah, pretty good. The early rain we had in the summer actually really helped the corn for the most part. Of course, in this area, you know, there is some areas where the yields are not as good, but for the most part, corn is pretty good. This dry spell we've had kind of probably is going to affect bean yield a little bit, but you know, for the most part, I think the yields are going to be pretty good.
Oh, that's great news for farmers. Well, for all of us, really. When farmers, if they can catch their breath from trying to get all the harvest in, what do they need to be doing or thinking about in the next few months over the winter? What happens?
Well, that's a time when farmers need to, well, first of all, probably if you got any guys that grow wheat or barley, they're going to be planting that to start with. But then also they need to be thinking about, you know, their plan for the following year, taking soil samples, trying to get their fertility right, and also planning out, you know, what they're going to plant in their fields and things like that. Another thing that farmers always work on over the winter is, of course, can be their winter maintenance and getting equipment ready for springtime.
Oh, yeah. That's that can be time consuming, is that you kind of have to let things go and do the best you can while you're harvesting. And then you're just like, okay, I'll fix that at the end. So there's a few months to get that done. And I'm glad, James, that you mentioned the soil test, because that is vital for the future for each farmer, isn't it?
For sure. That's exactly right. They've got to do that.
And at least to this point, it's still free. They don't start charging until when? December?
I believe it is actually Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. All right. So go ahead and get that soil test done and in now so you can get the results from Raleigh, and it'll be no cost to you. And then you'll know what to put on that field and to make
sure
your crops. Yeah. My big question to you is, if people have questions about what they should do or what they could do or what's going on with farming, how can they get in touch with you? What's the best way, James Boggs?
Probably the easiest way to get a hold of me would be just call the Yadkin County Extension Office.
And that number is 336-679-2061. James Boggs, Extension Agent, Field Crops, Yadkin and Davie Counties, Cooperative Extension Service. Thank you so much for joining us today, James. Look forward to the next time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.